going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, folks, if you've been to the French Quarter lately in the evening hours, you will find that they are letting it shine. And here to talk to us about it is Jane Cooper, French Quarter Management District. Jane, I guess you probably thought you'd never be able to say that we're letting it shine.
You know, I love the musical introduction that your team queued up, and you're right. It is very, very exciting, and as a resident, very important to have the streetlights in the French Quarter working, and they are.
So remind our listening audience what's been going on there.
Sure. Well, if you visit the French Quarter or work in the French Quarter or live in the French Quarter, the lights have been an issue for years. You can walk down a block and none of the lights work, or they've been knocked down and the poles haven't been replaced. So as the city prepared for the Super Bowl and for all of the events that we were going to enjoy in 2025, the French Quarter Management District took the lead with funding through our quarter for a quarter tax to contract to get those lights repaired and replaced.
And y'all were able to finish it before a lot of the big activities that were here. And now I think, is it 100% done now?
And I would say about 98.5% done. You know, one of the challenges is that you get the poles replaced and a delivery truck comes around the corner too quickly and there goes the pole. So we know that ongoing maintenance is going to be very important as well, and we're prepared to step up and assist the city with that as well.
And I hope we're making those people responsible that are knocking these poles down pay for them, right? I mean,
well, great
the carelessness, you know, as you, and I know you've seen it, you're there a lot more than I am. I kind of sit around and just watch, and it's like some of the carelessness of what's happening there, it'll drive you crazy because you finally get this beautiful light pole up, you know, shining the light, and then, you know, somebody's knocking it down.
It is an ongoing challenge. One of the other initiatives that French Quarter Management District took on actually last year is to fund and monitor the crime cameras that are in place throughout the French Quarter as well. So when one of those accidents happens, that the pole gets knocked down, it should be on a corner where there's footage, crime camera footage, that can be reviewed, which helps hold everyone accountable to address the accident that took place.
I mean, anytime you deploy equipment, you know, it's going to break, right? And it'll be subject to some abuse. And obviously, y'all have thought this through, and there needs to be dollars available to be able to maintain it, fix it, and keep it up and running.
Right. Yeah. When we're prepared to step up and do that.
Yeah. what has been the reaction? I happened to see some of it not too long ago, and I was like, wow, this looks great.
Well, I tell you, combining the streetlights with the cleanliness of the French Quarter with our current contractor, IV Waste, it is very sparkly. It is very sparkly. The reaction has been great. You know, it's nice to walk out the door or walk to your neighborhood restaurant and feel safe. And we should reinforce that lighting is a very big public safety issue. It not only helps the French Quarter look better, but it helps the French Quarter be much safer.
Yeah, you know, and perception is reality, right? And as you have more people that are there, because there's a comfort level that goes up, the safety increases as well. It increases with numbers, so to speak.
And, right.
You know, and when you have lighting, people are more inclined to get to the police, report. It's amazing how all of that is interrelated in the psyche of the human mind. You know, that I'll take that extra measure and I'll go to the police station and say, hey, somebody's getting mugged over here, you know, a half a block down. If it's dark between where you witness it and where the station is, they're not doing it. They won't, you know,
right.
They'll walk the other way.
They'll
want to get out of Dodge, you know, and it's hard to blame folks.
Yeah, so we've really taken that into account. And by the way, we appreciate the continual focus that you have on the French Quarter in your show. It helps us to really reinforce the good things that are happening, and there are a lot of good things happening in the French Quarter.
Well, it's my favorite place in the city, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's amazing how, as you go to cities around this country, you don't see places like the French Quarter. Very few places have that, and it's so unique in so many different ways. And, you know, just be sitting there and listening to the calliope off the river, that doesn't happen anywhere else. I mean,
yes.
You know, and,
right.
And we tend to, and human nature is you take things for granted. You have it, you forget to manage it, massage it, tend to it carefully, because we take it for granted. And we have to step out of ourselves, I think, a lot of time and recognize what we truly have.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you're listening to that calliope walking along the river or down Royal Street, you can have a to-go drink in your hand, which definitely happens nowhere else in the country, right?
I get chills down my spine. It's just one of those things. I mean, I feel like I'm stepping back in time for lack of a better term. We're going to have Emily Madero on from French Quarter Fest. I was down there 3 to 4 days. I loved it. I mean, I didn't stay all day, mm-hmm. but I popped in, popped out. It was easy, you know, parking on the other side of Poydras and walking into the quarter, felt safe. Didn't matter what hour we did it. It was awesome. People really well behaved this year, too. We had that unfortunate incident the last night, but it was just, it just felt good. You know? Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's why we have, you know, over 15 million tourists coming here every year, because there's nowhere else like it in the United States.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I know you guys never sit on your laurels. So you have the streetlight repair project now mostly done. So what's next for you guys?
We are working on a couple of things, primarily some improvements on ramp, continued improvements on Rampart Street with street markings and signage. And actually, we are going to be funding and managing signage and painting throughout the French Quarter for things like no parking zones, bicycle lanes, crosswalks. We really are focusing next on parking enforcement. We feel like that's the new streetlight project. And to enforce the parking the way it needs to be enforced, you have to have signage and street markings that are easy for people to understand.
Yeah. The streets are tight, right? And, you know, making a left or making a right, if you have a larger type vehicle, it's a challenge when people are not parking appropriately.
Right. Right. Yeah. And it's part of being, being a safe city, making sure that EMS can get through and, you know, following the rules.
Yeah. How about street signs? I mean, I know for a long time there, and unfortunately, people like the look of the sign and they steal them. You know, it's like, the sign was there yesterday. I saw it. I know I did.
I think Bourbon Street gets stolen the most.
Yeah.
You know, a college kid wants a sign from Bourbon Street in their dorm room.
It's just hard to keep up with, I guess.
Right. And, you know, the city, we work with the Department of Public Works. That is the city department that is responsible for many of these things. And we're hopeful that over time, you know, they will take responsibility for the projects that belong to them.
Yeah. And it's something you have to pay attention to on a daily basis. I've heard Freddie King talk about it a lot. He seems to be concerned about that, too. You know, and you finally get it done, and all of a sudden, you know, people are taking signs again. And it's like, it's a little frustrating. I know. As sheriff, I used to get those complaints in Jefferson Parish. They had a same thing, a couple of streets. For whatever reason, somebody wanted that sign. It's like, you know, it was like almost a monthly thing. You know, you tell the sign department, just make a dozen of them, please, because they seem to disappear all the time.
Yeah. We'll do our best to make sure that Bourbon Street signage is up 24/7, 100%.
The sidewalks. What are you hearing from the city and folks about sidewalks?
Well, we don't have an official reporting mechanism for sidewalks at this point. I think just as a person that walks and runs around the French Quarter a lot, the sidewalks continue to be an issue. GNO Inc. did a masterful job leading all of the efforts for the Super Bowl so that our city was able to be, you know, very well represented for that event. I'm not sure all the sidewalks got fixed that we wanted to be fixed, but that could be another project that FQMD takes a look at down the road.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It seemed to me if you had, you know, like one crew, you know, with a generator, a stone cutter, and a couple of guys, you know, constantly working on it, it just doesn't seem like it would be that much, you know, and able to repair the sidewalks and keep them grouted and everything else. I mean, it's just, I've actually laid some of that stone myself, and I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination. It's just not that hard. I mean,
it needs to get done. You're absolutely right.
You got to stay focused. You know, it's just got to be focused. Yeah. And I saw DDD had a little crew out in advance of the Super Bowl, and they got a lot done in a very short period of time, because we were back and forth to Radio Row in the convention center, and I made it my business to kind of take a different path back to the office every day. And you could see what was recently repaired, right? And it didn't take a lot of time, and I thought they got quite a lot accomplished in a short period of time. I think the same could hold true for the French Quarter.
That's a great recommendation, because it's actually a smaller geographic area than the DDD.
Yeah, so, they just had a little trailer. You could have a side-by-side unit pull the trailer, you know, a little generator on it to get the stone cutter, you know, done and throw it in. I mean, it's just I don't know. It just seems that I don't know why the city doesn't think about these things, because it's not a big cost item. It's not so human capital intensive, and you can get a lot done in a short period of time. And the stuff that they have, the grout material that they have, dries so fast now. It's not like you have to block the sidewalk off for weeks at a time and put the cones up. I want to be in that cone business, Jane. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to figure out a way to get in that cone business, because, man, there are freaking cones all over the place.
All over the place, and then they're never picked up. So I don't know who is responsible for buying cones, but they must be permanent employment, because let's pick up the cones and reuse them. But, you know, again, that takes execution, doesn't it?
Well, let me thank you and your group. I mean, this is a testament to private-public collaboration, cooperation, working together, investing in oneself. You guys are all busy. I mean, you know, you have your life, but you dedicate a lot to this precious jewel that we have. And I think people need to appreciate more what the French Quarter Management District does. I know I do. And you guys have been truly difference makers down there, and we appreciate it. And thank you for saying.
Thank you for your observations and your support, and for giving me the opportunity to come back on your show and talk about what French Quarter Management District is doing.
Anytime. Ms. Jane Cooper, French Quarter Management District, thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And don't forget, in the next hour, we'll be giving out that code word for the Jazz Fest tickets. So stay with us.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.